Good morning. Australian consular officials will be barred from a Chinese court when industrial espionage charges are heard against Australian Rio Tinto executive Stern Hugh. Hugh's trial starts in China today. He and three Chinese co-accused will face the Shanghai Intermediate People's Court. Hugh is also charged with bribery. Consular officials will be permitted in court for those charges. Sydney police are questioning a 28-year-old woman over the death of her 2-year-old daughter. Officers found the toddler's body at a home in the city's inner west last night. It'll be another 2 weeks before Tasmanians know the makeup of their new government. Elections at the weekend ended Labor's 12 years of majority rule, but two seats are still in the balance and the final outcomes are unclear. The state's Liberal leader, Will Hodgman, has softened his stance on doing a deal with the Greens. Meanwhile, in South Australia, the vote count will resume today. Labor is expected to win. Demonstrators have gathered on Capitol Hill in Washington as the US Congress prepares to take a historic vote on healthcare changes. The vote in the US House of Representatives is tipped to be tight, but senior Democrat politicians are increasingly confident the bill will pass. President Barack Obama says it would extend health coverage to another 32 million Americans. That's the latest ABC News.